Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Leanne Saunders of the U.S. Meat Export Federation in just a moment.
The hardest working folks we know are farmers and ranchers, and GoBob Pipe and Steel is committed to finding ways to save you time and money. GoBob is always looking for equipment and materials that will help you do the many chores you have faster and for less. GoBob is now offering pipe for corral fencing that's up to 25% cheaper than what other pipe dealers have to offer. For example, a 2-inch OD pipe with an extra heavy wall for 88 cents a foot, or a 2 3/8-inch OD pipe, also with an extra heavy wall for $1.33 per foot. GoBob Pipe and Steel invites you to compare those prices with anybody. And if cows are involved, GoBob is the one to call for fencing and cattle equipment. We invite you to call the knowledgeable customer service representatives at GoBob Pipe and Steel for more details at 877-851-2365. And please use our website as a tool for your business, www.gobobpipe.com.
One of the things happening here in San Antonio at the Cattle Industry Convention for 2015, a celebration of what went right in 2014 for the cattle industry. It's been called a perfect storm as far as profitability is concerned, and part of that profitability can be traced back to the export market for U.S. beef. According to Leanne Saunders with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, she's their current chairman. She's from Colorado. It was quite a year.
Yeah, it's been a tremendous year. We're seeing record numbers across the board, so $7.1 billion in value for exports this year across the beef complex. And then if you look at from a volume perspective, it's also up 2%, so over 1.2 million metric tons sold in 2014. So yes, a banner year.
When you think about the fact that you're able to increase not just the value, we would obviously think the value could go higher given the extremely high prices for our cattle and for beef, but to increase the volume as well is pretty remarkable.
That is remarkable and really speaks to the demand for this high-quality product in these international markets today.
As you looked at the numbers, and you're obviously involved in the beef export arena, what really stuck out in your mind? What really jumped out as far as the things that maybe we did right this last year, or the things that went right for the industry?
You know, I just think when I look at what USMEF does and how long it takes to actually get into a market and penetrate significantly into a market, it takes years to do that. So I think it's just what we're seeing is the past 40 years of building upon the infrastructure that they've got with those offices and building those relationships in these markets, that even when you have high prices, you've developed those long-term relationships in those markets. So to me, that's what really stands out in a year like this when you have really high prices, is that the development of that infrastructure and relationships long-term continues to pull through that product. And as you look at 96% of the world's population outside the U.S. borders, and you look at a rising GDP in the Asian markets, to me, that continues to pull this product through.
And I guess what you mentioned, building the markets, but also kind of a rebuilding after the 2003 situation with mad cow.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the record numbers based on, you know, all of the barriers that we had tied to BSE, it just continues to be a bright spot for the cattle industry and for the beef industry in general.
One thing that's kind of lurking out there, and it was mentioned in Cattle Facts seminar again today, the strength of the U.S. dollar, that is starting to have some impact, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you're seeing that in some of, especially when you look at, say, the European market and some things tied to the value of the dollar. And when you look at our competitors in these particular markets, yes, that always is going to be a challenge for us and will continue to be going into 2015. But even with that, I think you're just going to continue seeing a strong demand for this product.
What are you going to keep your eye on in 2015? What do you see the things that we need to be paying most attention to?
You know, I think we have to continue to look at supporting those markets that have been strong markets for us historically and are high-valued markets like Japan, and then continue to work on some of these market access issues that keep us from really strong potential beef markets like Russia and China. You know, the restrictions that we have there today, Russia based on, you know, a lot of politics tied to the situation with the Ukraine. And when you look at China, we still haven't been in that market since we were closed for BSE. Both huge potential markets for the U.S. beef industry. So just continuing to look to gain access into those markets.
I know that USMEF pays a lot of attention to things like our trade negotiations. The TPP is kind of top of mind right now.
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of activity around TPP. You're seeing a lot of reports coming from our government. You see a lot of things coming out of the Japanese media with regards to things continuing to move forward. You know, we're waiting and we're encouraged by these trade negotiations and what it could mean for the industry, and just really kind of sitting back and listening and seeing what the final print is, the fine print of those agreements when they come out. But yes, very encouraging those trade agreements.
Overall, you obviously have to feel pretty gratified to see these type of numbers, this type of success, and I know that USMEF's had a big part of it.
Yes, it is very gratifying, and as a long-term member of this organization, I do feel like as someone who grew up on a commercial cow-calf operation, has family in this business, raising cattle, that exports is the value-added market of the future. And when I look at the contribution of the checkoff into the U.S. Meat Export Federation and those international programs, I feel very confident saying it's a strong return on investment for those dollars put in. And we're very appreciative to the cattle industry for doing that and recognizing the future of those export markets.
Leanne, let's talk about the labor situation we've got right now on the West Coast. That obviously is our kind of our marketplace entry, especially into that Pacific Rim set of markets. And they're, you know, basically products going nowhere right now.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's a huge problem for our exporters today. I mean, it is essentially at a standstill. We're hoping that negotiations will see through and we'll get some movement here quickly, but it is a huge problem. If you look at exports off the West Coast of those 29 ports, over 80% of our waterborne product is exported through that West Coast port. So it's a huge situation for us and could impact numbers here if we don't get it resolved quickly.
And that definitely will have probably impact on the first part of 2015 as it stands right now.
Yes, that's our concern. If you look at the numbers, just millions of dollars being lost daily with the essential standstill right now on the West Coast.
The chair of the U.S. Meat Export Federation here in 2015, Leon Saunders, who's based out of Colorado. And that is a look at our agricultural news scene, our Beef Buzz for you today, reporting from San Antonio, the Cattle Industry Convention 2015. I'm Ron Hayes from the Oklahoma Farm Report.